bridging the gap between you and your neighbors, and just a sweet time for all. I've got some stuff coming up for you here.
This is Bill McKibben coming at you on KBOO Portland, Oregon.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to present David Barsamian, Resistance in the Age of Trump, on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Journalist, author, and activist David Barsamian will be speaking about the broad coalition in opposition to the Trump administration, which includes activists from a range of causes, progressive Democrats, and concerned Republicans. He'll be reflecting on the core issues at stake today and why so many people from such a range of identities and perspectives are challenging the administration. Again, that's KBOO Presents David Barsamian, Resistance in the Age of Trump, on Sunday, November 12th at 7 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Information about KBOO Community Radio's open meeting policy is available by calling the station at 503-231-8032. Meetings will be held at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue in Portland. The Engineering Committee will meet on the first Wednesday at 7 p.m.
The time is 10:02. Happy Halloween, everybody. We're delighted that you're here with us today in Portland at KBOO Portland 90.7 FM. And also, not to be forgotten, tonight at midnight marks the beginning of Dia de los Muertos. Some other information going on is there's a wonderful event celebrating Dia de los Muertos on November 2nd at Holocene. A number of different Latin-inspired and Latin musicians and Latin music will be being played at Holocene, including Sabila, a local three-piece band featuring a female amazing guitarist, Fabi Reina of She Shreds magazine. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention. If you've got some time on your hands, we would love for you to go to kboo.fm and click on donate. Coming up soon is going to be our very small fun drive, but still one nonetheless, and this marks our season of giving, the beginning of the season of giving. And to just remind everyone, giving can be done any time of year. So donate your time and your talents to KBOO as well as other organizations locally and nationally. And up next will be Chris Andre with Air Cascadia, followed by Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And then I'm Tave Fache-Drake filling in for Dime Roberts on stage and studio at 11. It'll be a special one-hour presentation of my web podcast, Peace, Love, and Soup. So we hope to please. Have a great day. No pensaba que
eso bebo, por eso lloro. Aunque me digan que es cobardía, quiero olvidarla, pero no puedo. Diosito santo, no es culpa mía.
Morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, November 2nd, 2017, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, your sanctuary radio, your resistance radio, your whistleblower radio, and of course, your fake news radio. And the fake news is certainly piling up, both the real and the strange. You're listening to KBOO at 90.7 FM on the air, KBOO.FM everywhere. First, a couple of pieces of business to take care of. First, we're going to shut the door. And then we're going to say just a couple of quick words about bias in the media. No matter what your favorite program or favorite station is, says regarding bias, everyone is biased, whether they're conscious of it or not. And the question is simply, to what degree are we conscious of our own biases? I want to tell you just right up front, I will tell you the news story. I will read parts of it that have been gently rewritten. But I will tell you, and if you can't already perceive it yourselves, and you probably can if you listen to this program, that I do have biases. And I am honest about that. And that, I believe, makes it easier for listeners to rely on their own wit and intelligence to decide how they are going to go ahead with their own consideration of the topic at hand. Just wanted to mention that. Now, how about a little weather for today? Sunny with high around 60 and light winds, which is certainly a relief. And tonight, patchy drizzle and fog late in the night, and increasing clouds are building up with a low around 45. Yes, indeed, it's beginning to look a lot like winter out there. For tomorrow, patchy drizzle, slight chance of showers, and then that's probably going to only increase over time. There will be a high around 58. For tomorrow night, the chance of showers persisting, and a low around 47, and still quiet rains. Well, as we're seeing, Republicans are jumping ship when and where it's still possible to do so without absolutely sinking their chances of ever eating lunch in this town again. Paul Manafort, and here's where I want to suggest that this is a bias alert for me. I have been following Paul Manafort. I've been watching everything that the guy does for a very long time now. And for me, this is the most extraordinarily wonderful form of validation that ever could fall on my ear. I cannot tell you how happy that I am that Mueller has pursued it this far. And again, just a word to Mueller, get somebody to start your car from here on out. I do believe that Mueller's career, if not his very life, might be endangered. Some of the people, don't forget, Manafort got in trouble for working for Trump. Before that, he had ample opportunity to get in trouble. I believe it was something like the number of occasions right now and the difference in which Manafort really walked the other side of the line legally in his dealings with Russians and the Ukraine, and the people that he dealt with who really had no limits or moral restraints on what they were willing to do when necessary. So Manafort worked in this milieu, and he brought that milieu to the Trump campaign. Trump, it has been suggested, liked that. He was despite his ardent and, in fact, vicious this morning denials of it, he rather liked that element of that he was dealing with dangerous guys. He was dealing with real mobsters, and that gave him perhaps a little frisson, maybe a little, you know, little semi there. At the very thought of the people he was dealing with. So Manafort, whatever use he was personally to the campaign, whatever he was able to haul in the way of the daily catch, one of his real purposes, it has been suggested, and there is ample evidence to back it up, that the reason that he liked dealing with these people is simply because of the danger, that whiff of danger, the whiff of sulfur in the air whenever they shook hands. That said, Manafort, his use to the campaign dubious. So what else? We have to ask ourselves, what else? What other role did he play? That said, of course, the others, Richard Gates and Papadopoulos, are real characters straight out of central casting. Their roles in the campaign, and that's really what we need to ask, is what were they doing? To what ends did they serve? Trump is he's so egregiously selfish and grandiose that he only takes on people. He only wants people close to him who are complete sycophants and who will stop at nothing to get him what he wants. This is what he considers to be loyalty. Someone who'll do anything to serve Trump's ends. They don't need to know and necessarily what those ends might be, but all they need to know is how to get Trump what Trump wants. That's his idea. That's what loyalty has come down to in this White House, or rather golf course in New Jersey, that which is having an election right now. So those who can are leaping swan dives from the burning deck. There's a strange apathy that seized the nation. There is no action, direct or indirect, right now, or that action which is taking place has managed to fly so far below the radar that they're hitting small shrubs at this point. So moving right along, in case you haven't been following it closely, and it is difficult to follow it closely, there are two stories here. One is what's unfolding right now, Mueller's investigation and what it has come up with. Paul Manafort, of course, had his door kicked in recently, so that should have been a heads up for him. Papadopoulos caves immediately, and Richard Gates is in full screaming denial. Trump continues to insist that he's just an innocent lamb, in whole in all the proceedings present. Nonetheless, Paul Manafort was the former campaign manager, and there is no escaping that fact. He has yesterday pled guilty to all charges from Mueller, of course. And again, his former business associate, Richard Gates, is also has pleaded not guilty. And the judge here has agreed to this astronomical bail. Manafort surrendered himself. The indictment reads something in the order of over 30 pages. It was unsealed yesterday morning. And that is what lays, that's where the charges are laid out, of course. The charges are related to Manafort and Gates, and don't forget that on behalf of the Kremlin-backed political party in the Ukraine, Mueller alleges the two men. But just before we go out, I just needed to let you know this, were paid tens of millions of dollars that they then laundered in order to hide Ukraine payments from the U.S. authorities. That's one storyline. The other rich one runs much deeper. It's when Mueller finally gets up to Trump. That's when it really gets hot. That's when we're going to have some fun and games. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, November 2nd, 2017. We have engineering for us today is Tavi Fashu-Drake. Thanks so much, Tavi. I'm Chris Andre, our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Just is Derek Crooks. Thanks, Derek.